Of carnage in the United States, two shooters in separate incidents killed 29 people, injured dozens, leaving authorities searching for motives. Police say a 24-year-old man behind a mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio, early Sunday killed his sister and eight others before he was fatally shot by police. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The emergency calls captured on Broadcastify.com. Authorities say Connor Betts was killed by police less than a minute after he started shooting into the streets of a popular nightlife area. Anthony Reynolds was there.
People were just hearing the sounds and not knowing what was going on. So when we came around the corner and they seen the mob of people running, is when we started yelling, "Hey, shooter, this active shooter."
Mayor Nan Whaley.
The suspect was wearing body armor and used an AK. Like gun, assault rifle, .223 caliber with high-capacity magazines, and he had additional magazines with him.
Betts' 22-year-old sister Megan was the youngest victim. The others ranged in age from 25 to 57. I'm Julie Walker.
And in Texas, in the U.S.-Mexican border city of El Paso, the shooter left a manifesto before he opened fire at a Walmart store, killing at least 20 people, wounding 26. An attack authorities say they are investigating as a possible hate crime targeting Hispanics. The police chief, Greg Allen, said police are seeking to confirm the 21-year-old white male suspect is now in custody, was the author of an online posting predicting a shooting spree intended to target Hispanics. Police identify the suspect as Patrick Crucius, who lived in the Dallas area. That is hundreds of kilometers away from El Paso, again, in 13 hours of carnage, 29 people killed and dozens injured in two shootings. This is VOA News. Hong Kong marchers staged sometimes violent protests on multiple fronts Sunday night, introducing their latest tactic to evade